This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. And if you feel like you need to be wrapped up in a blanket and warm and cozy because a cold day is happening, well, we know how that just feels good. Well, a blanket can mean more than us just sitting there close to a fireplace drinking something hot. It can mean something that's loving and kind to a child that is underprivileged or in the foster care system. So I'm talking about a program today that Mary Brown, who's the home resource manager of Stepstone, is going to tell us all about. Mary, tell us about your organization first and what you're trying to accomplish.
Well, Stepstone Family News Services helps connect children in need with foster families who can provide comforting, nurturing homes. The organization itself has been serving Indiana for more than 10 years and provides foster care services, counseling, respite care, training for foster parents and youth, residential services. Stepstone is always looking for new foster families to help children in Indiana communities who need safe, caring, living environments. Mm-hmm. So, of course, when cold temperatures are arriving and winter in full swing, Stepstone and Family News Services is announcing Wrapped in Love, which is our winter blanket drive to benefit foster youth in need. So we're accepting blanket donations, new and gently used blankets from January 23rd through February 17th across the state. And we do have those locations listed on our Facebook page.
Okay. And we'll make it easy for you too, because we're going to have this information on my conversations page. So when we get done here, you can just click on my conversations link and we'll put that link on there and all the information you need. Now, Mary, this seems like such a simple thing, but tell us why it's important to hand a blanket out and what it means to that child.
Well, they're uncertain when they're coming into new homes, so that blanket provides them with extra comfort during that unknown time in their lives when, you know, they don't know what to expect. So it's just that extra thing that they need and they can take with them from place to place.
Yes.
It's just that. And when everything extra and over that we get, we help pass on to other agencies as well. So we share the love as much as we can.
Have you had a chance to see it happening, like when you get to hand a blanket to a child and the expression on their face?
Oh, yeah. You get that. They grab it and just kind of squeeze tight onto it. And just, it warms your heart to see that, you know?
It's kind of like a teddy bear or a stuffed animal, a warm blanket that's soft, that's your own. Because a lot of times, you know, those foster children don't have a lot of things of their own. And when they get their own blanket, it means something to them. And you've probably heard the stories of what it meant to some of these kids.
Right. Yeah. You can definitely hear it from some of them, especially the older youth that need that and have lost some of their own items.
Okay. Well, there's a good idea. We think about just little kids sometimes, but no, they're older youth. And in the foster care system, they're waiting for years to have a forever home. And so they don't have their own things. And this is a chance to give a little love to them with a blanket. Are you needing certain kinds of blankets or any blanket works?
We're open to all kinds, whatever you're willing to donate.
Well, thank you for this. Telling us all about it, Mary. We are going to talk about Stepstone Wrapped in Love Blanket Drive now till February 17th. And you can find out more about this Wrapped in Love Blanket Drive and more about being a foster care provider by clicking on my conversations link.